FR's School of the Week with Parks Ford, introducing the Ford Fiesta Active. Practical, versatile and adventurous by nature.
And at 25 tonight, it means we head off to our local school for School of the Week with Parks Motor Group.
And we speak away to star people every single day. And today we're heading to Craig Hill Primary School in Tain.
Hello, we're Craig Hill Primary School.
They were well good.
Here we go.
We got that in one take, which doesn't usually happen.
No, it normally takes a wee bit of practice.
So let's meet our star people for today.
Hello, my name is Callum. I'm in primary 7. I'm 12 and my teacher's Mr. Mackay.
Callum the lad.
He was quite a lad, eh?
Very laddish.
He's like, I'm so famous, I've made it.
Now, we always get them to do a little impersonation of a celebrity, a character, and we just need to see if we can work out who they are. Best of luck with this one.
Hello, I'm from Spurs. I'm a Hawaiian friend who's also a little girl. It's my last story.
Okay.
I know who it was. I was good at it.
It was me that got into trouble. I said, are you E.T.?
And he's like, not once did I say I was going to phone home.
I was like, oh, yeah.
Right, Callum.
Oh, no mess with you.
Callum, who are you?
I'm Thoughts from Netherlands Thoughts.
Translation, he's Stitch, Faye, Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, thanks for that.
You know, the film, now. So we asked Callum what his proudest moment is of his life so far.
I was proud because in the school swimming competition, our school came tied with Not Brick. Most years, I think our school's won it, but this year we won it with Not Brick.
There you go, good on
them. It's nice that they're shading, isn't it?
Now, we asked if you could swap places with anybody in the world.
Oh yeah, I remember this answer.
This was getting awkward until he kind of noticed at the end what he was saying. Who would it be, Callum?
Steve Jobs.
Why? Why did you want to swap Steve Jobs, man?
It's cool, you get like free Apple phones, he's a billionaire, he can do whatever he wants. I mean, not the fact that he's dead now, but...
I mean, I didn't know if he knew. So I was like holding my mic thinking,
I could see his
do
face.
I tell this wee boy that he can't really swap with him?
I could see his facial expressions changing halfway through and he's like, not the fact that he's dead now.
Sorry, it was too funny. We also asked him for a funny story about his family.
We were in Disneyland and we booked to see 4 princesses and we only saw 2 and we're on our way out. And my dad asked, why did we see the other 2? And then they got in an argument, my dad and the guy that worked there. And some people came round and they asked what was happening. And my dad kind of exclaimed, I want to see all the princesses.
What's your dad's name?
Stuart Sutherland.
Stuart!
Yeah, full name.
And what princesses did you get to see?
I think it was like Cinderella and Snow White.
I mean, Stuart Sutherland's all for the princesses.
I feel like we should, you know, provide a service, and if we ever do meet any other princesses, we tell them, look, Stuart Sutherland, he really wanted to.
Can you go to Tain? Stuart wants to see you.
We also asked if he could eat just the one thing for the rest of his life, what would that be?
Probably, like, fish and chips.
Really? Okay. From any particular fish and chip shop?
Top Tanks, you know, that's the best.
And why fish and chips and tomato sauce?
It's been very carefully planned out. Because you'd be getting protein from the fish, carbohydrates from the chips, and the tomato sauce, you know, you might get like a tiny little bit of your vegetables.
He has put effort into that.
I can't fault that answer, not one bit.
Our star pupil today is Callum, and he goes to Craig Hill Primary.
Might never see your face, Dan and Grace.
I mean, is that offensive?
What was that?
Is that rude?
I thought they meant to say bye.
Might never see your face, Dan and Grace, whatever again.
Might never see your face, Dan and Grace.
I thought they were meant to say goodbye.
They are, but they're rebels there.